As Connie mentioned, so far this year, we're pretty much on track to decide about the same number of cases that we've decided in the last 3 or 4 years since I've been on the court, with the possible exception of the same number of per curiam decisions. It looks like we may have fewer by the time the term is over at the end of August. Although I'm not certain about that, because there are still some more per curiams that could come out. But we do seem to be a little low in the number of just overall general split decisions versus unanimous and per curiam, with 5 so far this year, but with 19 yet to decide. I think Connie's right that we're the likelihood is, I looked back last night, and all the ones that are yet to decide were argued in December, January, February, and March. So some of those that have been around since December and January, maybe February, are ones that probably were working on multiple opinions. It just takes longer to get them out when you're exchanging opinions, separate writings back and forth. So we'll probably end up about close to the same on average. The interesting thing about opinions to me, and the chart that you can't read because we've tried to fit everything on there, what you're looking at the top is 8-1, and then 7-2, and 7-1, and then 7-2, and then 6-3, 6-2, and so on. So you maybe have one dissenter or two dissenters, and then you get down to about 3 dissenters. But once you get about halfway down that list where you get to the 5-4, from then on down, they're pretty much sort of one-vote split cases where it could have gone either way. I always like the last two, the 4-2-1-2 and the 4-1-4 from previous years. But this year you look and see we've got one that was 7-1, so somebody wasn't sitting, two that were 7-2.